Judy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm going to start. You're the only one on, and what I do now is start with one person on, and we see when we get done with the Anabakoa.
I think Botch will be on in just a minute.
Okay. So we'll start anyway.
Okay.
Please join us in saying the Anabakoa. Gedulat shemincha tatir serurah Aleph Gimel Yud Tzadi. The letters of the month of Tevet, the Bet that created the planet Shabtai, the planet Saturn, and the Ayin that created the constellation Gedi, which is the astrological sign of Capricorn. Together, the Ayin and the Bet have a gematria of 72, which connects to the 72 names of God, 72 names from the Tzaddikim, and the Sefirah of Chachma, and many other aspects. Kabel rinat amcha sagvenu tacharenu no ra gufrei shayim sintet nun na gibor dorshe yichudcha kevavat sham rein nun gimodalet yud kafshin Barchem tacharen rachame sitkatcha tamid damlein betet reish saritach gimel chasim kadosh berov tuvcha nael adata et kufbet tet Yachid ge'er lamcha p'nei zorei kedushatach Yud Gimelamed, Pei Zayin Kuf Shavatenu kabel ushmatziyakatenu yodeya talumot Shin Kufav tzadiyotach Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to separate the right column energy from the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'chanun, Erech Apayim, Berav chesed ve'emet Notzer chesed la'alabim Noseah on wa'pesha V'chata'ah v'nakei We're going to connect now to the energy of the year 5778. Which is to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses that connect to this energy, and we will read both of them. We will study both of them. We will start with the L'shem Yehud. L'shem Yehud could shabri hu ishkin te bit hiluur himud hiluud hiluur himu. Le'akta l'shem yud he b'vav he b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael limud Torah mitzvah la'asok Torah mitzvah v'ayhino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'aseh yadenu k'vinei aleinu ma'aseh yadenu k'vineihu The first verse we study is 2 Samuel chapter 13 verse 6. וישכב אמנון ויתחל ויבוא המלך לראותו ויאמר אמנון אל המלך תבוא נא תמר אחותי ותלבב לעיני שתי לביבות ואברך מידה. The second verse that connects to this energy of the year 5778 has concealed within it the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Ket. The letters of that name are separated by three letters each. The verse we're talking about is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Chatati hodiacha va'avoni lo kisiti amarti ode'ale pishai ladonai yo hey wahe viata nasata avon chatati Sela. The year 5777, the year of the goat, also has two verses that we study to connect to its energy, that of the goat. Is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these words, we're able to create tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters of these words, we're able to permute them into dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse connecting to this energy of the goat is from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of this year, Tavshin Ayin Zion. And this name is concealed by being separated. The letters of the name are separated by seven letters each. Ki im ba Adonai yo he wahe Elohechem tadibaku kaasher asitem ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776 also has two verses. The energy of the year is that of the pause that refreshes. The first verse that we study on with this energy is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehashib et kol ha'olot vayehaskum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki halevim yishrei levav Leitkadesh me'akohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of these words, we're able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai yohe wahe, la lahe, wa wa wa, yo la yo, wa la me, hey, 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 aka, reka. The second verse, which connects to this year of the energy of swallowing death forever. Excuse me. This is the energy of the year of the pause. It's Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad ki biya Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775 that has the energy of swallowing death forever. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyam asher yitzabe sham v'shavtem elai el nachom v'halakti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetza yoved ro'av yomru ayov. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom leami leYisrael untati vushakan takta velo yergas od velo yosifu v'nei avla la'anoto ka'asher barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. And we do this by saying the letters of the names out loud with their root vowels. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta he zayo ala da la awa he he a yo zala me be he. Hey Rayo, hey Kome, La Awa Kalayo, La Wawa, hey hey La, Nu Laha Yo Yo Yo, Me La Hey 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 Wa, Nu Ta Hey Hey Yo Re Ta, She A Hey, Rayo Yo Awa Me, La Ka Be Wa She Re. Yo he wa la he he ka wa ko me nu da anu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 me yo ha wa wa la yo la he sa a la a re yo a shi la me yo he wa he wa da nu yo. Hey, hey, she, ah, me, me, nu, nu, ah, nu, yo, ta, me, be, hey, pe, wa, yo, nu, me, me, yo, yo, la, hey, re, re, me, ta, re, wa, me, be, yo, hey, hey, ah, nu, wa, me, hey, yo, ga, me, be, me, nu, ko, ah, yo, ah, hey, be, wa, re ah hey yo baby may yo hey yo yo may wa may. There are three names on this chart that connect to the year 5778 and its energy. They are name number 13, heaven on earth, name number 14, farewell to arms, and name number 30, building bridges. And it teaches us that by building bridges, we will be able to say goodbye to arms, farewell to arms, and then ultimately bring heaven down to earth in this manner. The 72 names from the Tzaddikim we will connect to now in the same manner that we did the 72 names of God. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me me be shi la yo he anu a ka me sa he he yo anu da la he wa he me a yo sa la me re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ka be yo la yo wa pe nu la. Nu me cha yo he yo, me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi ya, yo re ta shi ya he. Re la yo a wa me, la yo be wa he re. Yo yo wa la he he, ta a ko me nu da. A nu yo he wa me, re he a yo he za. Hey she hey me ta ha wa wa la yo yo hey sa a la a re yo a la me ta hey wa hey wa da la yo hey yo she a la me nu hey a nu wa ta nu wa ta me la hey pe a yo. Nu ko me yo re la, he be he me za re. Wa he be yo a he, a la la me za yo. Da he be me ka ko, a la a he te wa. Re la he yo yo me, he la yo me he me. On this chart, name number 30 is the same as letters in the same location as name number 30 in the 72 names of God. It's the energy of this name is building bridges. And it just reinforces the idea that by building bridges, we can say farewell to arms and ultimately bring heaven down to earth. The Tzaddikim who left this day . This is the 23rd day of Tevet. Rabbi Yehuda Aryeh Leib Halevi Epstein, Rabbi Gedalia Hertz, and the 8th verse of the Anna B'Koach, we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Tikkuni Zohar class. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix in row 19, the last row, the second column from the left. It says Tikkuni Zohar landing page. When you click on that link, it opens up to a class of a number of people on the conference call. If you scroll down to class number 21, and click on that link, it will open up to Tikkun number 6, which is a continuation from section 22 A and B to section 23 A, and we will do both 23 A and B. Does anyone have any questions before we begin? As you know, we read the Aramaic for its energy, and connection to the energy. And then we will read an English translation. And to the extent that we are capable, we will explain it. But always know that the energy is the purpose of these classes. Tukine Zohar Daf Katbev Aleph Vigomer With David Begin Dachawa Yeda Dekol Reota V'chayla V'tokfa T'malkaba Amar T'chilim Kassayin Im T'chana V'gomer B'zot Ani Boteach T'itmar Alach U'malkuto B'kom Ishmashli Uman dila shet lavo gam lazot. Ala alya itmar v'kasila lo yavin etzot. Uginda kida kafdalid Yisrael iayen. Yotin lemalka amrin lo anachalech todecha. Titmar bipio diaberach gaudi anapena dodicha unvakashinu. Amcha b'kama b'kashot yitzalotin uvotin divaginach ayyehu netit alan dila zaz menana ela begin dila nechagana yikara bach divaginach Hava asir amna koshit yomin hadahu diktiv v'haskala v'heskel membav yihyes gor shishet yemei hamase uvayom hashabbat yipach kach Uvyom hachod bakodesh Yiftach v'haki ayahi Shekin tasatima Amayam v'yoma V'chol ha'kishoshana T'ayahu yehi atimi Uvyom tishvata Uvayom dechadasha, uvyomin tavin itpachat, lekabila rehin, uvosamin, pelarata nafshin, bianogain. Uvanihu, Babylon Vani Nashad Kucha Brihu Asir Amhon Begaluta Ushkinta Asirat Amhon Vitmar Bo Ayyan Chavush Matir Et Atmo Babet Vyasurim Upuri kana diladiayahi tishu tishuva ayeme alama alaya ayahi talya viedahon dechamishin dharein dechairu amalekabel Chamishin zimnin diadakar itzat Natsrim Mitzrayim Bioraita Dahu Yafen Kafe Vekafe Bia Ilain Samishin Atvan Demichadin Leia Bekol Yoma Bia Amin Shema Yisrael Layait Bechon Kafe Vekafe Atvan Vayira Ki Ein Ishti Ekar Lo Bego Yahiu Vayahi Mishkach Min Hachalonot Teit Mar Bechon Chalu Na Pene El Vayachan Yanu Vahiyo Deit Mar Ba'el na refan ala, ke'is vavta, bidiya, tiyayihu yad teshota, lekabel shavim, vayira ki en ish vayihi, biyad chachalon nasach, Ha Vitai Vav Vitaruoa Dayehi Yivavi Eat Marbo Vahi Patach Noach et Halon Ha Taiva Asher Asa Vidayom Akipurim Dachtiva Noachaya Ayame Ila Achalon Dila Hu Amoda de Emsaita de Beya or the Torah Or Vayahu or Haganos Ganus Vaifen Ko of the Ko Mi Mita Matzitz min hacharachim Elu asarit yame teshuva Vayir ki ein ish v'yod mishgiyach Min hacholonot Ilein cholonot Debet chana shata Di abba uvnu Inun bebet hakaneset asirin v'yayehu bekol yomar ishkachat goch v'ish ishkachotaya alayhu v'yehiv lon Mazona vayfen ko veko im it man de tair betovata betavara bet nunel aleph bel yasurim dilia hon chadahu diktivishaya memtet The Amar the Asurim Tav the La Ishra Ish Asher Behoshech Vahagilu Vayufen Ko Veko Vyaraki Ein Ish Elohim Ela Ish Dira Daraku Kano v'yaskin, v'yilchon v'yorachin, v'yilchon ish levatsu, v'katzichu b'batzia, v'hai alma l'yirata, hai alma v'lavinun m'sitra, v'ilein d'itmar, v'chavin anshei chayil, Vayera Elohim. Anash I met Shud Shona Batsa Ela Tol Home Sovivkin Pitsalotin Bioma Dikapore Tikalavim Havlana Mizona Basalita the Kapir Yeke the Kaye Kitvanu the Chaim the Inun Aziv Nafsha Nefeshke Kalchbim the Inun Omin de Alma the Tzavitcha the Gabeya the Lait Lone Beshet Antin Delight man de karalea, vataivuta, de yachazor shakinta, lekut shabarichu dehi, marachaka, minaya, lemathadar, lek, Legabeya the admin, lekalim the itmar, behon vaita ravu, begin vail madu, measehem the inun, rav de kol haste, the avedim legarame, Hu mehu avdin viad veodinun sha'ilin mezona v'kasa v'ya v'avona onat zogyehu v'itmar bo Shara kasota deonata logigara vila itmar itmandi shail bezona dayahi korasha ara tishkinta viayahi ma Alma ila adit marbo, be'al chatosh torata, amar amea amcha besota. Now for the English translation. The Shekhinah rises above, reaching the king. Thoughts in their supplication stage are raised into their manifestation stage, meaning here is where prayers are answered. This bezot, in this, is the kingdom, the realization of purpose. These 6 days of the week and the Sabbath are not speaking of actual days, but rather the levels of awakening that consciousness goes through. Thoughts have a gestation period, call it a period of growth. Once this growth reaches the level of maturity, thoughts rise up. This rising up, this is the Shekhinah. Now we see this in detail in the 50 gates of freedom, in the levels of maturation. Work in the context related here refers to cutting ourselves off from the Shekhinah, since we labor under the assumption that it is our efforts alone that accomplish our ends. arouse for me the 50 gates. 50 times Shemot from Egypt. In Torahs are 50 letters of the Shema read twice a day. They recite, Hear, O Israel, two times, which is 25 letters, or two times 25 is 50. It is through contemplation of the Shema that the Shekhinah is realized. This is the arousal spoken of here. Our thoughts can only take us so far, and then it is up to the Shekhinah to travel those nether spaces into unification. Indeed, whatever brings us to the Shekhinah is our healing of the vagaries of non-focused attention. This hidden light is the light that fills us, the feeling that awakens us. It is the higher mother, because of its effect on our consciousness, bringing the sense of unity in the moment. What we are praying for ultimately is that connection with the Shekhinah, no matter what physical outcomes we are striving for. Until we have that connection, those physical outcomes are out of reach. Once in the flow of that connection with the Shekhinah, nothing can be denied to us, since we are one with all. Truly, what we ask to be forgiven from is indifference. The indifference of thinking that we are alone in this world. Without the Shekhinah, we are alone. However, when we use our attention to seek her, this is when we reach unity, called HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are those that live in this world without regard to the consequences of their thoughts, their actions, etc. They are unaware of the Shekhinah and her relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Their fulfillment is an incomplete one, subject to ebbs and flows, or not at all. Through the contemplation of Torah, your mother, you awaken the Shekhinah and are given the truth about the way things work and your relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the covering of tzitzit and its wrapping, and to the tefillin of the hand, of which it is written, a prayer of the afflicted. Prayer is a wrapping of thought. Section 22b in the Aramaic. Tikkun Zohar Daf Kaf Bet Bet Da Kasal Ya Tzitzit Atifu Dilayo Utefillin Daid Tzitmar Bo Tefillah Liani Kios Tet Notef Viavo Nota Da kariyat shema bionata de'im shalosh ela ala yaseh lach shekinta de'itachanam ein kesef layit leya kesofa mi shekinta katzif ihu Biod ein kesef laya yahi leya kesofa dialma diati vahen kol ela yefal el pa'amim shalish im kaver ugin da ki haya Kesota delevada da gilgola, Dudamaya Haya Shamalahu Tu Leo Ro Dadga Gilgula Tanyana Bimash Ishkav Dagilgula Talita Beileni Nuntilat Levushin Ditalin Kesi Kisuyan Ditalata Gunin Daina Dainun Levushin Levata Ayindi Yehi Nishmata Uvalin Tilat Eat Mar Shalosh Peyamim Bishana Yera'a Kol Zikorich Lakabel Talat Gavin Zemanin Inun tilat kevanin disragadit mar pechon vayira milacha Hashem elav bilvata ish metoch asana vayir hei gavin chad bilavat Ish betoch besana agavin panenan vayir vehine desina hasine sana boar beesh I telata veinun leka beel shalasha Gavinin diani bilvata ishta bat ayin Behau zimnad yehom nechorim Yatida lemimar lekucha barichu Limata amod bechutz be'anaki panita tavita anochi ditzat mitraim v'yach v'yach al gav dayan chavush batir atzmo bebeit ha'yesorim Dayahi Shekinta, Dayahi Esora, the Gilgalata, Lota, Shekinta, Ila, Yefarik, Lachada, Hudiktib, Ruach Gimel, Im Yigalich, Tu Yigala, Ve'im la yachapat legalin lich ugalatich anaki chayich Hashem shakava ad chat boker dayehi yemina peshuta lekabel shabit shabim delit Milta dat aliyah el betovota yamin ailaya tishikinta behavu zimna shikinta ilaa kena ashir ayayir kenu di ayayi Yerushalayim Ken Vaval Guzlin Yartef Yifrosh Kanapin Kanapo Yikhahu Yishahu Al Avrahtu Chad Hudikiv Shemot Yutet Veisha Itchem Al Kanfei Nishrim Viava Itchem. Pale Devar Zamana Dishkinta Ayehi Begaluta Itmar Bao Velo Mitsaa Hayona Anuach de Gomer Ala Vishavat Vayomin Tavin Uvahuzina Ich Yechadat Im Baala Vekama Nach Shut Ti Itrin Ta Nachtin Amal Dira the Israel Hadahu Diktiv Vayi Shamru Bene Israel Eat Hashavat Liasok Ed Hashabat Lidoro Tam Zika Ihu Man Timata Ken Lai Dira Den Adea Bilva The Kolim Naim Bo Alvarim Dilia Viesha Nadia Yehi Nishmatia Udivgin Divgina Sharia Shakimta Ila Adayehi Nishmata Kochai Ilaya Tekucha Barich Hu Ayahil Shabbat Bechad Vayenafash Bechad Vashikinta Ilayahu Shabbat Alayhu Ushikinata Petaihu Benafesh Bekama malachim mamanim, umash mashim dilchon, kait yehin amchon, deayen nun ayen dechtalin, min zachor ushmor, deayehu dekolayev, kalil shivin hashvat, Bekol Nafik Shabbat Kulho Hazarin Liata Raihu Venish Matin de Inun Vesitra Ishkinta Ila A Itkariu Af Rohin Venashin Nesitra Dishkinta Tata Aikrin Beitzem Dvedaihu Razad Hapulsras Sakat Shalom Sukat Shalom Lailai No Ima Yila'a Dayahi Sukat Shalom Hamas Sakaha Alayhu the Shalom Ama Itmar Beya Tanani Notin Lo Yet Spiriti Shalom Beit Suka Latata Kafal Asada Hu Ikdunik Sokat Shalom Kos Kaf Behu Tefirat. The English translation. The aspect of thought that is prayer is what covers us via the tabernacle or through insights into the deeper nature of thought. The three colors in the eye, the burning bush, the covering of tefillin, etc. All of these refer to the veils of thought that must be awakened to ensure their transparency. The Shekhinah is the expression of holiness that rises above. When it begins to rise, this is the function of higher thought. When it touches the principle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it immediately flows below, fulfilling the imaging process that must take place. This is the ensouling process, whereby forms coalesce around thoughts, giving tangible meanings to their ethereal counterparts. The Shekhinah is the expression of holiness that is received above, and via the reception of the entire consciousness is transformed, unless there are blockages, in which case the process is cut, and until those blockages may be transformed into transparency. This means for doing so is called the tabernacle of peace. Here is where the flowing of the Shekhinah fills consciousness with unity, so that there may be the recognition of the divine principle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this way, thoughts are prepared for their transformation via the unification that takes place in the expressions of holiness. This is compared to the tabernacle above and the sukkah below. At that same time, the children are under the authority of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a voice came out. It said, "Do not take the mother upon the children." Immediately comes remembrance and observes the Shabbat. And the night of the first day of Shabbat, a second voice came out of a second voice came out and send out. That's the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock, we will continue our study of the Psalms and the Tanit Dibur. Tomorrow afternoon at 4:30, we will continue our study of the Parasha of Noach from the Zohar itself. It's a deep study, we call it the mini Zohar. And at 7 o'clock, if needed, you'll let me know. We'll explain each section as it develops. I bid you all shalom. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Shalom. Thank you. No.
Thank you. Good evening. Shalom.
Night-night.